I wanted to ask Andrea, because Andrea, you're in an interesting position because you've worked in measurement companies. You represent your company on an industry body, plus you are sitting on a very insightful return path data panel. So if we're agreed, I think we are, that in an ideal world we measure everything, that everything is video, and perhaps ideally we can move beyond video, who's best placed to deliver that one system? Is it an industry body? Is it the measurement companies? Or is it the platforms themselves clubbing together?
Well, I think it's a combination, of course. I mean, a unique currency, as we said before, and totally in agreement with Justin, is good for the market. Okay, having a common currency for the investors is good. So who should provide this? A joint industry committee or a commercial company? Well, it's a very practical situation. In some countries, joint industry committees are the norm, and they are doing a good job. So I'm happy for the joint industry committees to be there. Of course, they are not in all countries, and not advocating that necessarily there should be joint industry committees. Whoever can do a good job, I think. I also think that there will be a combination of different currencies and data on the market, as Julian was saying yesterday. For example, we decided at a company level not to put at this stage, maybe in the future it will be different, not to put AdSmart in the currency, because the currency probably is not good enough at this stage to measure AdSmart. It might be in future. We're discussing this in Italy as well. What should we do? Actually, my position, and not necessarily the position of my company, which I still have to discuss, is, well, it depends. You know, it depends on the market, really. So if the market wants data for local campaigns with AdSmart, then probably we have the right tools to provide this data. But if at some point the market wants to understand incremental reach, incremental effective reach of a linear plus AdSmart campaign, then I think that you have no alternative as to go with the currency. Of course, it's hard work, again. You know, it's combining census data with panels, as we are learning, but this is the way to go. We have no alternative. Wherever we want to go from now, we need to have the cooperation of advertisers, and probably we need to use census data in the picture, because whatever data that doesn't really reflect census data is known to be wrong. It wouldn't be credible. So we have to find ways to use this data in combination, I think.
And I think Alex picked on an interesting point about the difference between a currency for planning and a currency for trading. Are we perhaps at some sort of nexus point where there isn't necessarily the assumption there has been nothing? I also think Nick yesterday from Facebook made this point that that perhaps some of the currencies we're building and need to have them be for currency. And it's interesting in the presentation before, as Johan talked about, there was a debate about whether they should even measure advertising, online advertising on the... What do people feel generally about... Is it inevitable that the same thing must measure both, or can there be a particularly when it comes to online, that the JICs themselves are perhaps taking more of a planning approach than necessarily being definitively measuring every addressable ad served on every server on every platform? Does people have a view on that?
I'll pick that up, Richard. Barb has always been a trading currency. If you go back 10 years, pretty much every single bit of data we produced was part of an agreed trading currency, but that's no longer the case. We're already producing data, whether it be 8 to 28 days, whether it be impacts for sponsorship bumpers, whether it be the transparency we do provide on AdSmart, we're providing data which gives insight when people are planning. When I said earlier, there's a prerequisite that we need to have standard metrics based on average duration audience. I'm not saying, because it's not Barb's position to say that, everybody has to trade on a particular mechanic. But the clear expectation is that Barb can deliver comprehensive measurement of a market where there are multiple business models. And we have to do our best to reflect the collective needs of the industry to ensure that there's a solid trading currency for what is still the vast majority of television advertising revenue, but also to provide planning insight on other ways of viewing. I mean, the big demand for measuring Netflix, if we measured Netflix, that would be planning information, unless they change their business model.
Or market intelligence. Yeah.
So, I mean, in that respect, the horse is already bolted for Barb. We are a planning and a trading currency. It's just the majority of data is for trading, but there's more and more which is planning only.
Can I just raise one other issue in regards to this, is that what's happening in the US, and I think it's also obviously happening in digital, and I think it's starting to happen in other countries, is when you have census-type television data, which a couple of the people have here on return path data, these new ways of segmenting and buying either advanced advertising or just using the data to plan against segments. This is becoming much more of a reality, and so people are actually not all buying television in the US based on age and gender from the currency. They are going in and matching purchaser data or their own first party proprietary data set to a large return path data set for television, indexing where they can find their audience and then doing some sort of segmented targeted program here. So when you do that, it opens up all these questions, because not all the data are that great, they're not all that comparable, but the advertisers really like it. There's no standards, there's no, how do you define an auto intender from one data set to another data set? It raises a whole lot of issues about standards that we haven't even touched on.
Yeah, I mean, it raises a lot of issues on standards, but I guess at the end of the day, it comes down to the advertiser vetting that approach and being convinced that it drives them value. So like they're not going to just use something and say, okay, we'll believe the results. They're going to, like, the CMI teams will vet it and try and understand the methodology employed and understand whether they can action the insights they get. Yeah. I mean, it's part of the discussion, absolutely, but it's another piece of the puzzle,
yeah,
I suppose.
It's more of a direct marketing model, that if I test it and it works and it gives me better return on my investment, then great, I'm going to keep using this.
Mm. I think in Germany also the planning systems are not part of a currency. The first thing is that with a planning system you have to predict the future, and this is really very difficult to make a prediction to the future with a planning system. Mm-hmm. For sure we have one tool.
But presumably, to understand, the planning system must have as the input the currency data to make its prediction.
To make it, yes. Yeah. The input is completely, it's just a pre-aggregation of all other data. Mm-hmm. It is just weekly by 15 minutes, that's all. We have a pre-aggregation, and this is a standard for planning. But how you arrange your planning and your strategy, so on, we have also multiple systems for planning. We have one from the AGF, from the currency, but there are in the market, let's say, 20 different planning systems.
Mm. I agree with Jane, because, for example, that's one of the things we are exploring as well, in terms of, and I think that's where this idea, I think clearly we want to collaborate with Jigs, but at the same time there are things we want to do, and certainly addressable advertising or overlaying, for example, supermarket data and even going as far as effectiveness and looking back and who bought something. So those things, it's things that we want to do, and it's not clear whether there should sit, whether each platform does their own eventually, whether this is going to get converged. But there's a lot of, and I think you're right, we met lots of people in the US that are just doing their own thing. Viacom is really advanced in that space, for example, Cablevision and so on. So there's a lot of those things happening. And certainly in the US, and certainly we get the same experience in Europe, the advertisers want to explore those things because they see a lot of value in doing them.
It's interesting, that kind of leads on from your point, because looking at it from the outside, it can sometimes seem that at the moment, particularly if you're following Twitter and looking at some of the spats that grow between traditional media and new online media, that there is an element of the old cliche of new media is from Mars and legacy media is from Venus. But there does seem to be increasingly a willingness from companies like Facebook to engage and interact. So, I mean, in terms of trying to break down that sort of lack of understanding, perhaps, or cultural issues, what would the currencies have to do, do you think, to make themselves more attractive or more of a potential partner for Facebook? And I guess the converse would be for the other partners. What would the new media companies have to do or accept in order to be potential partners? Because I know Google has recently joined the AGF in
we are talking, I would not say okay, that, yeah, that yeah. they have already joined.
So you're dating.
We hope.
You're dating. You're not married, but you're on a
date.
Not
married, yeah.
I mean, I guess it depends to my earlier point on what JIC we're talking about, really. So we'll have specific needs as a platform to be, as I say, accurately measured in industry systems and in agency planning tools. So does that mean that we should talk to the TV JIC or the online JIC? It varies from market to market. In some markets, you have one entity that oversees TV and online, and so there, it becomes easier for them to come together. In other markets, you have the same research company measuring both. Mm. Again, relatively, politics aside, easy to try and link those data sets in some form. So we need to figure out who we should be talking to. And I think we're happy to have discussions and happy to try and collaborate where possible, but we are limited in terms of what we can do with our data in terms of data privacy. Mm. We also are limited in terms of the perspective of how much of our platform is measured. So I guess we get a lot of pressure to work with the TV JICs. We want Facebook data because there's video on the platform. We want it in the TV JIC. Well, that's a small, it's part of our inventory, but it's not the entirety of our inventory. So we've got to have those conversations with the JICs, whether they are online TV, about kind of the intersection between our needs and either their ambitions or their remit at the moment, to see if there is that point of intersection. I mean, what we're trying to do on our side is we're trying to extend the olive branch and try and collaborate and say that we want to talk about this kind of thing. I mean, this is one of the reasons I keep on coming back to the ASI conference. I want to understand how people are thinking about measurement. I want to sort of understand the role that we as a company can play within that. But we are bound by what we need as a platform. And it could get to the point where the current ecosystem is the way it's laid out, doesn't meet our needs, really. That could be the reality.
It should, for sure, but I think if you have other players in the market, you have the same problem. Mm. For example, let's take the case of ESPN. They are not only a media company. Mm. They have also a lot of other activities. Or take the case, why does Sky have Sky 360 degree? The reason is that the MAC definitions that we have in the JICs for TV are not sufficient for a lot of companies who just have another definition of their market. And for sure, everybody who has a market has a need to have 360 degree coverage of the market activities. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, I think this is a part of the puzzle to bring it all together, that you have different parts that fit together without disturbing from one market to another the numbers.
Mm. Absolutely. I guess one of the other challenges is that I guess the current JIC model is to measure broadcast video. What we're asking, if we're dealing with a TV JIC, for example, what we're asking them to consider is measuring non-broadcast video or video that's not around a program, to start considering the potential for video to be served as well. I mean, I'm under no illusions. This is not an easy thing to sort out, and that we're asking the existing rules to stretch for a platform like that, like us. But that's the reality, really, of what we're ultimately asking for. I mean, I think it's best to be truthful about that and say this is what we're dealing with.
Mm. Can I jump in there, Richard? I mean, I've always thought that since I was young that whenever you see two people arguing, it's inevitable that both of them are right and both of them are wrong. And when you try to get to an agreement, it's about recognizing where you need to adapt. And just picking up on what Alex said there, I think the point about respecting the privacy of your users, having media that go beyond one platform, I mean, Facebook isn't unique in that respect. I mean, privacy is an issue for any broadcaster that has a TV player app and collects registration data. You have the BBC here, who they have always been very vociferous about, can we not somehow get some measurement which allows us to be able to see our total audience across television and radio and online? So I just make the observation, I kind of hear what you're saying, but I don't think you're in a unique position here.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah. But these are the challenges that I face in terms of, you know, thinking about how we work with the various industry bodies. Yeah.